Hello and welcome back to the TTD, to Tani Talk Stuff, the show where we talk a tough lesson a day in a few minutes your way. A full few minutes, but a few minutes nonetheless. Let's look at Rosh Hashanah 19. The Gemara points out how we never found Elul to be full because it was not necessary throughout all the years to make it full. But would it be necessary, we would make it full. The Gemara asks, though, but by declaring Elul to be full, the observance of Rosh Hashanah will be disrupted for people living far away. As the notes point out, people living outside of Yerushalayim base their calculation for the occurrence of Rosh Hashanah on the fact that Elul is usually deficient. Accordingly, by making Elul full, Bezin will cause all the distant communities to have observed Rosh Hashanah on the wrong day, as pointed out by Rashi and Tosfos in the notes. The Gemara answers, better that the observance of Rosh Hashanah be disrupted and the observance of all the other holidays not be disrupted. As a precise reading of the Mishnah points out, for the Mishnah taught at Tishrei, on account of the fixing of the proper time of the holidays, learn from this, the sages were concerned about the other holidays. The point being, sometimes we have to think about the greater whole. Sometimes we have to think about the greater good. Sometimes we have to zoom out from ourselves, not be selfish, and not just focus in on ourselves. How can we help the greater good? Yeah, it might be difficult. Yeah, it might be hard. It might be inconvenienced to cook for someone else, to make something for someone else, to give something to someone else, but really helping the greater good. Just as the Gemara talks about, Rosh Hashanah in that case might have to be effective for some people, but it's really on the benefit of the larger whole. It's really for the benefit of the greater good for the Jewish people and the holidays throughout the whole year. Sometimes we have to zoom out of ourselves, as we said before, and we have to think about those around us. We have to think about everything around us, the lives of those around us, and not just focus on ourselves, our spouses, and our kids, but think how we can help the people in our town, in our community, in our shul, in our Bate Knesiot and Bate Midrashot, and in the houses of those around us. What can we do to help? Yeah, it might be difficult. Yeah, it might be hard. But when we think outside of ourselves, we think how we could help the greater good, the greater whole, the whole town, the whole world will be better off because of it. Just as the Gemara talks about one holiday versus all holidays, so too, think about yourself, but really think about yourself versus everyone else, how you could really help everyone around you. Join us next time as we talk Rosh Hashanah 20 here on the TTD.